This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, so let me give you a Fred Johnson prediction. You may have just heard Rhea say in the update, he is gone. And he did a nice job when he filled in. So, I mean, this is no disrespect.
He was really good against Trey Hendrickson in that Bengals game.
Who?
Trey Hendrickson
gotcha.
In the Bengals game.
Yeah.
He was really very good.
So, I mean, this is no disrespect to Fred Johnson at all. But I'm going to give you a prediction.
Uh-oh.
He's a 10-year-from-now guy, maybe a 5-year-from-now guy we will not ever remember. He's that guy. He's the guy when the Eagles have a reunion. Welcome, Fred Johnson.
Part of the problem
people are
is
like, who the hell
is this rude? I'll remember Fred Johnson.
I don't know, James.
Super Bowl champion James. Fred Johnson. It's outrageous.
It's James. A nondescript name.
Guy started
name.
Six games
James,
this year.
Danelle Ellerbe started a ton for the 2017
and you know
Eagles.
You know who I remember? Danelle Ellerbe.
But you remember because
no,
we've
know.
Discussed it.
I know.
Most
I know.
People don't.
I know.
Most people don't.
I won't forget you.
I'm astonished at the amount of... just dismissiveness, some players who have gone, who have got... It's like, all we ever won is a Super Bowl.
Right.
These guys, whatever.
Yeah. No, he did a nice job stepping in.
He did.
He did. He did a solid job. He really did. So we'll see. We'll see what he's got. I mean, what they've got behind him now.
Nice goodbye on the way out. Hey, Fred, no one's going to remember you. See you, pal. Get
Emma,
out.
Emma, John,
get out.
Mom, John, 10 years from now, are you going to remember Fred Johnson? Come
he
on.
He was gigantic. He was really good. 6 starts.
Yeah. 6 starts for the Super Bowl champion. The best Eagles team we've ever seen in our life. The guy started 6 games.
I probably won't remember.
We'll say.
But
we'll
I think it's more the fault of his name, Fred Johnson.
Well, that's
it
part
is
of
a
it.
Very yeah, forgettable yeah. name.
That's an excellent
nondescript
point.
Name.
That's true. All right, let's go to the phone. So we'll do some Eagles offseason stuff. They had a lot of press conferences yesterday, but also a ton today on the Phils. A week out from the start of the season. Your chance to win Jim Gaffigan tickets. We'll get to that shortly. Gary in Whitehall right now. Good morning, Gary. There you go, Gary. Good start.
Congratulations, Joe Wechter.
Yeah.
Enjoy your freedom.
Enjoy your what?
Freedom. Freedom, he said.
Yeah. Dude, if you're going to go freedom, go Mel Gibson, man. I mean, make it real. Come on, but go ahead.
No more 2:30 a.m. wake-up calls.
That's true.
That.
That is true.
You know, he told me he turned his alarm off this morning, like that, you know, the daily alarm.
Him.
He's like, I turned it off. I'm like, that is
Gary,
amazing.
Gary, he did that. That shift, this shift, 35 years. 35
yeah.
years.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Well deserved. I mean, putting up with Angelo for all that time. I mean, that's well deserved.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, what do you got on the Phillies, Gary?
That comment I heard yesterday from our manager, Ralph Thompson, saying that Taiwan Walker looked very good. He had movement on his splitter. A lot of balls in the dirt, swings and misses. I checked the box score. What was it 3 2/3, 9 hits, 6 earned runs? That's really good.
Let me tell you this, Gary. I find Rob Thompson's, I'm going to base this on last season. His continuous public praising of Taiwan Walker to be really irritating. He's too smart a guy to keep going down that road, and I don't know why he did it so often last year. I know there's something to be said for the Andy Reid school of thought. Let's not criticize our players publicly. Let's prop them up. And I get that to an extent. Rob Thompson takes it too far. He takes it. I mean, it's like when Andy used to tell you that Todd Pinkston was like all that in a bag of chips. It's like
some
Andy, he's not.
Just
come on.
Aren't salvageable even when a coach tells you there's something they're not.
Yeah. It's annoying, Gary. And frankly, and good call, buddy. Frankly, Rob Thompson should know better. Incredibly, Taiwan Walker might be about to start games again for the Phils because Rangers got a back situation. All right, coming up in 1 minute, your chance to win the tickets. For comedian Jim Gaffigan, how do you win those tickets today? That's up ahead in 1 minute.
If you're shopping for an engagement ring, do not make a purchase until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. You're getting the best value on these hand-selected diamonds, and these come directly from the world's premier diamond cutters. But only after Benari declines most of the diamonds presented to them. They're extremely selective, and they only return with the best of the best stones. That's why I tell you the value is next level. Then there are the designers. Benari carries the most sought after bridal designers and one-of-a-kind rings that you can't get at a big box jewelry store. If you don't find exactly what she wants, Benari will handcraft an engagement ring to her specifications. But to be clear, Benari has thousands of rings to choose from. You're focused on popping the big question. Benari provides something you won't see anywhere else, an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That diamond you purchase will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. That's a sound investment in a slippery world. Like I said, do not buy an engagement ring until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers, Exton and New.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Town Square.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Seltzer and Rhea. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, 215-592-9494. So we honor Joe Wechter today, who obviously has had a legendary and long tenure here at WIP, 38 years. The only employee left from when WIP as a station flipped to a sports format, which was during the 1980s. He was actually here in the prior to that format, which is unbelievable. So he's done it for a long time.
Was it labeled the prior to that format at the time?
So okay. What was that format?
I don't. We'll have to ask Joe later. What was it?
Middle of the Road. I think.
It was Middle of the Road.
Garland? M.O.R. Music.
Well, I know Ken Garland.
Yeah,
was
like,
here.
I think middle of the road music is like soft something.
I never heard that term. Middle of the road.
I haven't either. That's the Wechter said the exact same term though when you mentioned it. Middle of the road. That's
never heard it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow. Middle of the road music, Wechter.
Well, would that be like John Denver?
I think middle of the road? Something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
is Jim Croce middle of the road?
I like Jim Croce.
Yes, Joe Wechter says. Joe Wechter says yes.
Crystal Gale is
Crystal Gale with the hair down to the ankles.
My brown eyes. Blue.
I only think of hair when I think of Crystal Gale.
Yeah, Crystal Gale. Hair, I'll give you another middle of the road. Anne Murray must have been middle of the road. I love Anne Murray.
Wechter says yacht rock would be like middle of the road type stuff now.
Oh, man. All right. So here's the
Journey middle?
Nah, too
rocky.
Journey's too tough and mean and nasty. Right,
so here's the deal. Today we honor Joe, and obviously his really long and very successful tenure on WIP. In honor of Joe and for your chance to win Jim Gaffigan tickets, we've got Gaffigan tickets today. He's going to be at the Borgata in November, November 7th. At the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City. Tickets on sale, by the way, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you can also get them at theborgata.com and ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win them today. Give us, in honor of Joe, someone like Joe, who did something at a really high level, was great at something for a really long time. High level, long time. Longevity, greatness. Combine them. Now, let me put this one disclaimer out there. Obviously, it's all relative. It's all relative. I mean, you can have a TV show that's been on for 50 years, and that's a long time in American TV. You can have the Roman Empire that did its thing for, you know, hundreds of years. Obviously, it's not the same length of time. So we will be the judge of the best combination of something that was, you know, went on for someone or something that went on for a really long time and did it at a high level. Give us a great answer, 215-592-9494. John, who had both longevity and excellence? Give me an answer, my man.
I feel very gifted to have been standing next to Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
Many a huddle. Jerry Rice became an Oakland Raider when I was already there. So I even got to show him the ropes in some ways, which was crazy. But that's Jerry Rice.
When I was
in college, I was training for the combine this time of year.
Sure.
With Raymond Ferris, who was his trainer, doing the hill workouts and everything, they're famous.
Yep.
Jerry Rice has become such an institution for work. Like, his whole persona.
That's
his whole, like, who he represents, what he represents, is encapsulated in those hill workouts that everyone's dying to do now.
Yeah.
Like, that run, go hurt yourself so that you'll be better tomorrow. Like, Jerry Rice, he kind of started that whole thing.
Look, he was legendary.
Amazing.
Legendary
man.
For that. Seltzer, longevity, and greatness. Who do you got?
Started only a couple years after Joe Wachter. Still going, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah. They do have that walk around phony baloney for a TV show because it's animated. But yes, they have.
Hey, still going.
It has succeeded.
Still going.
All right, Rhea, give me an answer.
I'm going to go Meryl Streep. She's been acting since 1977, has been great. Last nominated in 2018 for The Post, which I loved, and has been in only Murders in the Building, which I also loved.
I thought you were about to say Meryl Reese. I heard Meryl on it.
And now you're going to make me feel bad.
Look, there's a lot of answers. Obviously, we all know the main answer.
Death Hammer!
I mean,
Death Hammer!
Beat the
Hammer. Look, it's only been about 7 or 8 years
for
Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, that's not that long. Like,
Death Hammer!
That's not a good answer.
But on the excellence meter, it's 100 out of 100. And then on the longevity...
Let's say, Game of Thrones was around for 7 years.
Well,
Game of Thrones
was great.
That wasn't long enough. That's not a long time.
Yeah, but I'm
weekly. This is a weak answer.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones was only like 10 episodes a season. I give you 52.
You should be embarrassed.
Except
that you
for the
did
Fridays
this.
That I take
on Joe Wachter Day,
right,
you should be embarrassed.
All right, I'll give you something else. Dick Clark.
Much better answer.
The man
there you
was
go.
A legend. Dick Clark or Joe Wachter? You be the judge. Greater legend. No, Dick Clark had it. There's no doubt about it. Look, give us a big time answer. Longevity and excellence. Combine them. 215-592-9494. Who or what? Greatest example of being great at something for a long time. Best answer. And it can be someone alive, someone dead, something active, something not active, but went on for a long time. Give us big time answers. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, I've got a Pittsburgh Steeler answering a question about Aaron Rodgers that's worth hearing, John.
Oh, yeah.
Worth hearing. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls plus NCAA tournament stuff. We'll open that up next as well on 94 WIP.